Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Thousands of homeowners in Mayo and Donegal have been protesting this weekend at what they say is a shortfall in funding to help them rebuild their homes due to defective building blocks. A €20 million scheme was introduced last year for pyrite and mica remediation works, but homeowners say this only covers 90% of the rebuild and does not include the cost of rental of another property or furniture storage. Well, I'm joined now by one homeowner who was affected by this. Lauren Divers lives in Ballina in County Mayo, and I'm also joined by Mark Duffy, independent councillor on Mayo County Council, and thank you both very much for joining us this evening. Lauren, I'll come to yourself first. You might tell us what happened to your own home, how long you lived in it, and when did you first notice the problem?
Hi, Sarah. We bought the house in 2015, and after about 3 or 4 years, we noticed a few cracks here and there, and we asked a few people that we thought might know, and they said they're probably settling cracks, and everyone just said settling cracks, and we never really thought much more about it. And then it's really only in the year, last year, maybe a year and a half, that the cracks have got worse. And because of lockdowns, the people weren't coming in and out of the house. So I also had a baby just before the lockdown started. So we were very busy. And when you're looking at them day in and day out, you don't notice that they're getting worse. So they were progressing, but we weren't really monitoring because we didn't think we had anything to worry about. So it was in November last year, we had a family member ring us, and she had found out that it was in the area, that one house had been confirmed. And then
confirmed with pyrite, was it?
Sorry, confirmed with pyrite, yes. Okay. And then the penny kind of dropped that there was probably an issue. And then we looked into it and had an engineer come out, and it was confirmed in January that we were positive for pyrite.
So what does that mean for you then, and what do you have to do?
So we have to demolish the house to foundation level and rebuild it again. That's the only thing we can do.
And how do you go about doing that in terms of the supports that you'll get?
Yeah, so we have just put our application into Mayo County Council just Easter weekend. And so once we get onto the grant, then we will have to go through 3 stages before we can start demolition. The grant is 90% funded, but the issue that the homeowners are campaigning about now is that once you get into the scheme, you start to realise that it's really 90% funded. If you think about it in a way that it's covering 90% of replacing the block work and a basic finish. That's my interpretation of it. Things like windows and doors, upgrading heating systems, rent, like we're going to have to move out for about a year to cover it. None of that is covered. So yeah, it's not really fit for purpose when you start to get on the scheme.
Yeah, absolutely. Because of course, a lot of new building regulations now would insist, for example, that you have certain types of heaters, certain standard of insulation, wouldn't it? So there's stuff that you won't have any choice in terms of the spend.
Well, actually, we're covered under a footnote in the building regulations. So we don't actually have to build to today's standards. And that might sound like a good thing, but actually it means that we're allowed to build a 2004 house, in my case, in 2021. And unless you have the money to upgrade to 2021 standards, that's not covered under the grant. Okay. So if we have the money to put in triple glazed windows or whatever, the heating systems, then that's fine, but that's not covered under the grant.
And how much then have you figured out roughly will you be out of pocket?
We're estimating about 50,000, if not a bit more. And I mean, our house has been quoted for about 200,000. So that should mean that we will be out of pocket by 20,000. But that's not the case.
It's you figure it's going to be more like 50,000. Okay, Lauren, yeah. Stay with us if you don't mind. As I said, we're also joined by Mark Duffy, an independent councillor in Mayo, on the line. And Mark, listening to Lauren's story there, she's facing having to move out two small children, rent another home. That rental cost won't be covered, and then all those extra expenses that she's outlined there. Why are families being put in this situation? Why isn't the full cost being covered?
Yeah, good evening, Sarah. It's a situation that hundreds of families in both Mayo and Donegal are facing. It's a scheme that's clearly not fit for purpose, and that's been demonstrated by the thousands of people who have had to protest it, and should have never have to go to this situation. Families are not being listened to. A 100% redress scheme must be created for these homeowners. Supports during the rebuild process from the SEAI is imperative, but also supports for rents. These families will be displaced, sometimes for a year or over, and will have to pay that additional rent. And the lay of the land currently in Ballina, we have two houses available for rent in the whole area. We have 500 families on the social housing waiting list as it is. We have expecting hundreds of homes in the Ballina area to be tested positive that will have to go through this difficult journey. So this has amplified the housing crisis that exists across the nation, but here in Ballina and North Mayo, and we need as many supports both by public authorities through the Pyrite Remediation Scheme, through the SEAI, and supports pre-build, as opposed to what's expected of homeowners currently is to rebuild, as Lauren mentioned, to 2004 standards and then apply for retrofit. And
sorry, explain that to me now again. So the way the scheme is set up, as Lauren said, you're not getting or you're not expected because of this footnote in the legislation to build to 2021 standards when it comes to energy and sustainability and insulation and all of that. But then you can, once you've built your house again, apply for a retrofit and tear it all out again.
Well, exactly it. That's why we need a dedicated scheme for pyrite and mica affected homes in both Mayo and Donegal. These homeowners have paid sometime in the region of €5,000 for a test. It's fully engineered and certified. So there's no way that this scheme can be exploited by other homes. So that's why a dedicated scheme must be created by the SEAI. Mm-hmm. 100% remediation support for redress for these homeowners and rent supports during the rebuild process. As I mentioned, hundreds will be displaced. But the banks who these families have mortgages with must work and support and offer a moratorium and a relief to these families during the rebuild process, because they will, in many instances, have to pay rent elsewhere, pay storage costs elsewhere. And currently, clearly, the scheme is not up to scratch, and it needs to be completely overhauled to make this as painless as possible for families.
All right. Well, thank you both very much for joining us to talk us through it. That's Mark Duffy, independent councillor in Mayo County Council, and before that, Lauren Divers, who lives in Ballina in County Mayo and has been very badly affected, as you can hear there, by that issue of pyrite.